Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. So we have a couple of things to talk about today. The first thing that we are going to mention is the next update that is coming, version 16.30. So this is what they have to say. New goals await. And then, of course, they did that with the soccer ball emoji and a net emoji. Of course, we know that Neymar Jr. is coming in the update tomorrow. So update version 16.30 is scheduled to release on April 27th. Downtime will begin at approximately 4 a.m. Eastern. Version 16.30 brings the heat. Help Jonesy the first take on Raz. Keep him guessing with a new unpredictable exotic bow. Stay low, stay safe in a new LTM this weekend. The floor restores. And then remaining primal weapons, makeshift weapons, and bows added to creative. So you'll have everything in creative mode, which is nice because we can get some game modes added into creative that will have exactly this season's loadout, and you won't have to. I've played a map recently with the community, some of the people from the community, where they tried to emulate this season's maps by adding in weapons from previous seasons that sort of work like the makeshift weapons do and primal weapons do, and I gotta tell you, it was pretty horrible. So it'll be nice to actually have the actual primal weapons, makeshift weapons, and bows in creative so that you can practice with those for real. And then inventory improvements. This is a pretty big one for me. You can now hold the inventory button with a craftable item in hand to jump right to the crafting tab and hit accept. No more navigating menus in a gunfight. That is so much better than it was before. Even if you're not in the middle of the gunfight, I would constantly, like, you know, even if I was just on my own in a location by myself, nobody else around, I'd be like, okay, oops, I hit the wrong button. Oop, I hit the wrong button to tab over. Nope. You're going to have a button. You can just hold it down. It'll bring you right there. So then all you have to do is hit accept once you get there. Inspecting an item will now show exact number values for stats like damage and fire rate. That is so much better as well. That's what we like to see. I mean, anybody who's been listening to this podcast from the beginning, when they used to give us real patch notes, like detailed patch notes, those were always the biggest episodes, but that's what we would do. We would go over the exact number values and stats for the damage and fire rate and all the stats on all the weapons that would ever, whatever would be in that update. And then whatever they were doing this season with, you know, just giving some sort of bar value, that's no good. When you go in and inspect a weapon, you want to know what exactly it's doing. So it's nice that they have added that in as well. Okay, let's see here. That's what we have. That's what we know about the update so far. Of course, when we know more, we will give you all that information. And then there's a couple other pieces of news to talk about today. The first thing being is the May crew pack reveal. So let's go ahead and take a look at that. This one looks pretty cool to me. I like it. Deimos, I'm going to say is how you say that, rises to the occasion in Fortnite crew for May. Stepping outside the solitary shadows, this underworld inhabitant now joins the Fortnite crew. May 2021's crew pack features the skeletal soul snatcher Deimos, not only a new outfit in Battle Royale, but also a new ninja class hero in Save the World. Don't own the ladder? No worries. May's Fortnite crew benefits include full permanent access to the Save the World PvE mode. Active Fortnite crew subscribers will receive the pack plus Save the World if they don't already own it, starting at approximately 8 p.m. Eastern on April 30th. I think that's pretty cool for anybody who's never played Save the World and never gotten it before. If you're a crew member, you'll be able to get Save the World. You're not going to have like the same benefits that I have of being a founder member, so you won't get the weekly V-Buck rewards. But there's still things that you can go in and do in Save the World. I'm guessing that some of the quests for Save the World still give V-Bucks. I don't really actually play Save the World ever, but, you know, I know that in the past you could do some of the quests, and they'd give you small amounts, like 25 or 50 V-Bucks at a time when you complete different quests. So maybe if that's still a thing, maybe you'll still be able to get V-Bucks that way. So, you know, it's definitely worth it. Let's see here. Alongside the Deimos outfit, Mei's crew pack comes with all others items from the upcoming Neo Underworld set. The Sorrow's Edge back bling, a blade from Fallen Traveler, the Fate Grasping Sorrow's Reach pickaxe, the soul comprised Doomed Echo Wrap, and the Deimos Skull Stalker loading screen. When it comes to alternate styles, the Deimos outfit, Sorrow's Edge back bling, and Sorrow's Reach pickaxe come in both black and red and black and green. These items also have a ghastly black and green style in addition to the normal one. So again, this coming May's crew pack is going to be worth it. So many cool things, you know, it's in this, you know, you get a lot of items. It's not just a skin this month. You know, you get your V-Bucks, you get a wrap, you get a loading screen, you get the outfit, you get a back bling, you get a pickaxe. They all have selectable styles. That's pretty cool. Let's see here. Additionally, stay tuned for each Tuesday in May for a special Fortnite crew bonus. Hey, that's a great incentive there as well. If you are, you know, a crew member during the month of May, every Tuesday you're going to get some sort of bonus. I don't know what it is. They don't say, but I'm excited for it. You know, the more stuff they give me, the more happy I am that I spent money on a membership. More Fortnite crews benefits, Season 6 Battle Pass, Monthly V-Bucks, Spotify, and the April Crew Pack. Okay, this is just an ad for everything that we've seen before. So, yeah. And then there's frequently asked questions at the bottom. So, yeah, we don't need to go over the rest of this, but there you go. Fortnite May Crew Pack is looking pretty awesome. Let's go ahead and get to our next piece of news, which is Justin Jefferson. Getting some stuff in Fortnite here. Celebrate like NFL receiver Justin Jefferson with the Get Gritty emote. Okay, ahead of the 2021 draft, we're celebrating an end zone dance immortalized by the Minnesota Vikings standout rookie wide receiver Justin Jefferson. Arriving on April 28th, 2021, get ready for the Get Gritty emote's debut in the item shop. Don't know the moves to this dance created by Alan Davis? Check out the vid below. And then they have a little video showing the Justin Jefferson Fortnite character doing the dance. Okay, and then the locker bundle. So in addition to the new emote, Justin Jefferson becomes the first NFL player to have his own locker bundle. The locker features outfit, Hitman outfit. You will get the Hit Me Back Bling, Get Gritty, and Signature Shuffle emotes. You will get the Weathered Gold Pickaxe and the Wrap, the Arcade Kid Wrap. So there you go. That's what you're going to get. That was picked out by Justin Jefferson. Get Gritty with Justin Jefferson and celebrate like you scored 6. So boom, there you go. Another cool bundle coming soon. Gotta be excited for that. Let's see here. I think that's all I have for you for news. So let's go ahead and take a look at what we have for LTMs today. Solid Gold Duos, Unvaulted Squads, Prop Hunt Infinite, and the Zone Wars Trios 1.0 Custom Loadouts. We have Team Rumble here. Let's go ahead and go over a challenge tip. In the next challenge that we have, we need to reach max shields in different matches, 3 matches total. This is pretty easy, right? You can just go to Slurpee Swamp and hit some of the slurp barrels there. Of course, the other option is on the north end of Slurpee Swamp, the northeast end. There's 2 big, like, slurp containers there. You just hit both of them. They each give 50 shields, so you'll get to 100 shield really quick there. And then, of course, you know, if you go to places like by the Fancy View house, just east of the Fancy View house, there's a slurp truck in the middle of the road. You hit that, it'll give you 100 shield. You can land there right at the beginning of the match. Same thing, the that same bridge that we talked about where you can get the bounty at the north end, that's in between Pleasant Park and Bony Burbs. If you go to that same bridge at the south end, you will have a slurp truck there that you can get 100 shield from. There's one west of Steamy Stacks that is south of the gas station there that you can hit. That slurp truck also gives you 100 shield. And I know there's another one somewhere, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. But this challenge is pretty easy, right? Just three different matches. Go to those slurp trucks or just go to Slurpy Swamp and easily get yourself 100 shield by going to those places. You don't need to be running around looking for shield potions and picking them up. Just go hit some barrels or whatever. You know, even in Craggy Cliffs, I don't remember. I believe there's enough slurp barrels in there to get you to 100 shield. If not, you know, even if you just find like one mini and then the slurp barrels that are in the fish stick restaurant, there that you'll have enough. Okay, so that's how you're going to get that challenge done quickly and easily. Let's go ahead and take a look over at what's in the item shop for today. The Justin Jefferson stuff isn't here yet, but, you know, they just gave us a preview. So what we do have today is a Cyber Infiltration Pack, Infiltration Tools Pack, and the Bassassin Challenge Pack in here still. This stuff have been in here for a while, so I don't know if I'm going to keep mentioning these every day, but they're still here for right now. The Turn Up Music and Major Lazer sections are still here. And then today, we have one of my favorites. I love the Little Whip outfit with the snow cone backling for 1,500. This is another one that when it came back, when it came out back in Season 7, I wore this one a lot. Because, you know, he's just a happy ice cream guy. How could you not love him? You have the Maven outfit and the Techie backbling for 1,200. I've always really liked this one as well. The Assault Trooper outfit for 800 is here. The Bloomin' Bouquet emote for 200. We have the Hot Stuff emote for 200. The Shadow Spar emote for 200. And then we have the Pit Stop outfit for 1,200, the Storm Racer outfit for 1,200, the High Octane Harvesting Tool for 800, the Hard Charger outfit for 800 is, I don't even remember, when did this one come out? Back in Season 10? Must have been Chapter 1, Season 10. I don't even remember. Oh, okay. Now that I changed this angle, I kind of remember him a little bit now. Anyways, Hard Charger outfit is 800 V-Bucks. The Moto Case Backbling is 200. The Stunt Cycle Glider is 800. The Raven outfit with the Iron Cage back bling for 2,000 is here. And, you know, this is one that I loved ever since it came out in Season 3. And I just love, still to this day, I'm still thankful to Guido Lose for sending this to me as a gift because, you know, I absolutely love this. And it was, you know, a real treat to finally have them. This was like the first $20 outfit that ever came out, and I wanted it so bad, but at the time I don't want to spend. At the time, I believe when this came out, I hadn't spent any money on Fortnite, so I was like, I don't want to spend $20 now, but you know, I eventually got it as a gift, so I really appreciate that. We have the Ravage outfit and the Dark Wings back bling with the Dark Feathers Contrail for 2,000, the Iron Beak Harvesting Tool for 800, the Feathered Flyer Glider for 800. We have the Sika Bundle outfit, the Sika Bundle here, which has the Sika outfit, the Arena Elite Backbling, the Arena's Blessing Harvesting Tool, and the Cerberus Glider for 2,100. This is 1,400 V-Bucks off the total. And again, this is one that I like a lot. Just the Sika outfit herself, I absolutely love. So this is another one that I don't have enough V-Bucks today. I could get the Bassassin Challenge Pack, I suppose, and get the 1,000 V-Bucks out of that and get those done real quick so that I could get the 1,000 V-Bucks to get this character. But I know for sure one day I am getting the Sika outfit or the Sika. I'll probably get the bundle whenever the bundle's in here again because I do like all of these items, actually. But Yeah, this is a really good one. Let's see here. You can get the Sika outfit and the Arena Elite Backbling on its own for 1,200. The Arena Blessing Harvesting Tool is 800. The Cerberus Glider is 1,500. And that is everything today. So you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. And of course, I really, really appreciate it when you do that. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about our tip of the day. And you know what? You know what? The other thing is that Fortnite teased some sort of, I forgot to mention this, but they teased some sort of new arena mode coming soon. They tweeted out the next arena mode is not far, far away. And the saying of that far, far away, it makes me think it's going to be like some sort of, I don't know, I have no idea, I haven't looked up any leaks or anything, but it makes me think that it's some sort of like Star Wars theme or something, because it's in a galaxy far, far away, they're saying this is not far, far away, so that makes me think it's coming soon, but maybe it'll be some sort of Star Wars theme, I don't know, just being reminded about arena modes and different arena modes that we've gotten, recently we had the box fight arena, right? And you end up getting in a lot of box fights in game anyway. And one of the things that you can do also during box fights to get more piece control is pay attention when your opponent is resetting, all right? So you're in a box fight. Boom, your opponent makes a window edit, takes a shot, and they miss, and then they reset. This is the perfect time for you to switch back to your pickaxe and shoot that wall, and then switch back to your build and try to replace the wall yourself. Because when a player resets a build, it goes back to like as if it was a new build. So it's you can break it easily just by like shooting it or pickaxing it real quick. And then switching back to your build mode and putting up the wall and hopefully taking that wall. So do that. Just always be on the lookout for when players are resetting pieces. That way you can try to take those pieces themselves. And remember, you can take a wall from one. You can be one tile away. Okay, so you can be in your box. There's like a floor tile in between you, and then your opponent is in the next box over. So same kind of thing, you know, they might be making an edit to shoot at you and then they reset because they missed and then they want to reset so you don't shoot back at them. But when they reset, you're still a box away, so you're not going to pickaxe it, obviously, but you can shoot it right away so that it breaks and then try to switch back to your build and take their wall from a full box away. And now you control that wall, and then you can move up a tile, and then you now have control of editing that wall and trying to, take advantage of the situation and eliminate that other player. So try that out, and just remember that is something that you can do. All right, that's the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. It's Mikey on those now. Don't forget that. I am changing those. So I believe on the YouTube, I'm Mikey Games Fortnite is where you're going to find my Fortnite-related stuff. Okay, so MMMIKIE Games and then Fortnite. I have another Mikey Games channel where it's just Mikey Games, but that's just, an additional channel that I made where I'm just playing whatever kind of games that I want. But if you're looking for the Fortnite stuff, it's Mikey Games Fortnite on that now. Okay, and then of course head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. We kind of gave a shout out yesterday, but I'm going to read the full review today now that I have my phone in front of me and it's charged. So this one came from Henzo22. Says good podcast with the 5 stars, and says the best Fortnite podcast and always gives me great info. Can you shout out me? My podcast is By Kids for Kids. That was a part I remembered yesterday. So you get a second shout out here just because I didn't have my phone charged yesterday. But yes, thank you so much for that 5-star rating and written review. I really appreciate it. Until next time, guys, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.